Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joey Dorsey is a Memphis Tiger legend. One of the best big men to ever put on a uniform. He was at the game last night. He's back in town. And he joins the show for the first time. Joey, what's going on, man? Appreciate the time.
Appreciate you for having me, man. It's exciting and so much love in the city just being back here.
So how long has it been since you were able to go to a Tiger home game?
Ooh, it's been a while. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you how long it's been.
Wow. So how'd it feel, man? Just, I know they put you up on the board and everything. How'd it feel to be back in the building?
It was amazing, man. I'm not going to lie to you. Just being back there and seeing, you know, all the old faces that, you know, the kids that grew up now and are adults now and everything that, you know, watched me when I played when Cal was here coaching and all the, you know, the boosters and everything. It was an amazing feeling for so many people to show me that much love. I got off the phone with Cal this morning and told him, like, it was overwhelming, man. Like, for real, it was amazing.
Joey, what do you think of the job that Penny is doing with the program now and seeing that new practice facility over there? What do you think of the digs?
That's crazy that you say that. I'm up here now watching them practice, and he got the guys going. Like, they're getting ready for, you know, Ole Miss game coming up now, and then he's got them in here working hard. You know, he's doing a good job with the guys, and they're gonna be okay. I see it right now in the practice. They putting in some work.
What's it mean that? And I know you're not from here, but I mean, you know what this place is all about. What does it mean to look up and see that it's, you know, a former Tiger legend, you know, who was leading it in Penny Hardaway? How much more special does it make it that Penny's trying to, you know, to honestly get this thing back to where you guys had it?
It's great because you understand, you know, I'm from Baltimore. So coming here playing with Memphis is almost like, you know, they brought me in as one of their very own, you know. So really, I feel like I'm from Memphis. The love that they showed me since I was here playing for, you know, a kid from Memphis to play here at Penny Hardaway and played in the NBA and played at University of Memphis, you know, NBA legend, and now trying to, you know, turn the, you know, the team around and everything like that. That's amazing, man. I know he's done a lot for the community and everything like that.
Does Memphis feel different? Does it feel like exactly the same place?
What, from being here when I was with Cal and
yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
That's a big difference. I haven't been here in a long time. You know, a lot of the fans is, you know, bringing up old stories about the, you know, the team, that 08 team. And it was just great. I know it takes time to build, you know, a team like that, and you know, it's going to take some time. But what he's doing right now, you know, working with the guys and everything like that, I think he's going to turn it around.
We're talking to Joey Dorsey, Memphis Tiger basketball legend, here on the show. Back in town, was at the game last night. You know, how often, Joey, and you had your own career, and you had, you know, you had your own life. How often do you sort of find yourself thinking about those days with that team and all the success? Is it something that you think about a lot, just a little bit? Like, just take me through, you know, how you reflect on those years at Memphis.
I think about it a lot. You got to understand, that was one of the, for me, you know, not no ego or anything like that, but that's one of the best teams ever, you know. And it was just a great feeling, you know, that, you know, to play at Memphis with a coach like Calipari. And then you have Derrick Rose, CDR, Antonio Anderson, you know, Robert Doja, all us, you know, to play and go on that historic run and everything like that. That's, you're spoiling everybody. Like, I talked to Antonio today about it. Like, you know, the fans got spoiled with, you know, that much talent and everything, you know. So it's time to rebuild and help Memphis get back to where we were.
You know, CDR was telling us, you know, a while back that it took a while for Derek, and y'all had to empower him, you know, that he was the final piece, but it wasn't until y'all empowered him, man, come on, and put him in that head spot that it took off.
Okay.
Do you remember where it clicked for you?
I'm going to tell you. I told a guy yesterday about this story. So in the season, everybody then, you know, D-Rose is playing pretty good, you know. So we got into the tournament. We had Texas, Michigan State, who else? We had UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
And D-Rose came to me and CDR and was like, do y'all mind if I, you know, take over now? So me and CDR look at him like, we've been waiting on you to do that. Like, what are you talking about? We've been waiting on that. And in the tournament, he took it to another level because he wanted to show that those guards wasn't on the same level as him. And he took it over.
What was like, and there were a lot, I mean, there were a lot over your years. Like, is there a game that you remember more than the others? Like, was it Michigan State? Was it UCLA? Was it a different one? Like, is there a game that sort of rises to the top for you out of your years there at Memphis?
I'm going to tell you one game that I'll never forget because Cal was on my butt. He was getting on me. It was a UCLA game against Kevin Love. He's telling me, you know, this kid, Kevin Love, he can shoot. He's a rebounder. He's this, he's that. So going into the game, I'm thinking, okay, you know, I gotta get a double-double, you know. It's leading them to the draft and everything. I got to, you know, do my thing. I had 15 rebounds. I didn't even score a point. I tried so hard to score a point that game. Bob Huggins said to me, you control the game, Joey Dorsey. By those 15 rebounds, that helped us win the game. So a lot of players get caught up in, you know, trying to get points, rebounds, and assists and everything. And I'm telling the guys here now, do what you do and do it well. You'll have an opportunity to get to the NBA or play overseas. So that game right there always, you know, stayed in my mind, us beating UCLA and me having 15 rebounds and 0 points.
Joey, you touched on it. How hard was Cal? Like we know, and Tone's told us, and everybody's told us, right? You love him to death, but part of it, he was so. Let me ask you this.
Nobody got it harder than me. I don't care what you
say. I bet. And we heard the stories. Tell me about this. That 07-08 season, and tell me if the details are wrong, you correct us. But I heard that after Arkansas State, it was your fifth game of that year. Y'all were hoping to go home for Thanksgiving. I think you beat them by 20-something, maybe 21, but Cal wasn't happy about the defense, and I heard that in that locker room afterwards, he told y'all, ain't nobody going home. Do you remember that and that feeling in the locker room? Is that a true factual story?
Flight booked and everything. Flight was booked to
folks
go home and everything.
Folks had flights booked, Joey. Folks had flights booked.
Flights was booked and everything. He wasn't okay with us, you know, playing the way we play. He wasn't satisfied, even though we won a game, but he felt like we let up off the gas and we didn't, you know, show our full potential to that team and put them away. So he was like, okay, I'm going to take something away from you.
Wow.
And he took it away from me. It's a true story. I don't know who told you that. Y'all have some stories again.
I was up in that locker room. I got some folks up in that thing.
Hey, that time is passing, Joey, man. You're starting to hear what was going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I see. I'm hearing some stories.
What
now.
Did y'all say, Joey? How did y'all look at Cal when he said y'all ain't going? Like, I bet y'all wanted to strangle him.
We thought it was a joke. We thinking like, Coach, come on now. We just beat the team. What are you talking about? We just blew them out. What do you mean? Yeah. It wasn't no joke. He wasn't having it.
That's Cal. Man,
we're talking about
it. Yeah, that's Cal. It's funny that you say that. I talked to him this morning and told him that I was getting on the radio. He was like, yeah, I seen the pictures all over Facebook and everything. You got a beautiful smile, kid. I'm glad that they showing you the love that they gave you. And I just told him, like, at that time when I was young and you were so much on me, like I'm talking about Cal was on me. But it was a good thing because I didn't have that father figure because my mom, it was just me and her and my sister. So for him to be on me like that, I was looking at it in a negative way, like this guy don't like me. But he was trying to get the most out of me by pushing me so hard, you know. And to this day I tell him, thank you for that, Coach, because you pushed me to, you know, reach my goals and reach my dreams that I didn't even know that I can get to because you stayed on me so hard.
You know, Joey, our audience is not going to like this, but I did want to ask you about Cal because there was a there was a former Tiger. You didn't play with him, but you may know him, Antonio Burks, who's from Memphis, and he was one of Cal's first recruits, and he played in 03. He played 20 years ago, but Cal still keeps up with him. He still texts him and wishes him happy birthday, even though the 20 years have passed. Antonio Burks can't do anything for John Calipari today, yet Cal still feels the obligation to keep in touch. Same with you. Like, is that what sort of makes Cal different, that he's still keeping in touch with the guys and appreciating, who has played for him and come through his programs?
That's a great thing. That's a great feeling that you can call on someone and, get that phone call back or text them and get that text message back. And I talk to a lot of guys, and Antonio Anderson and Antonio Burks, all of them tell me that they stay in touch with Cal. So, talking to him, this morning, telling me that, hey kid, I just landed in London, let's talk. And it was great to, talk to him and let him know that I'm back in Memphis. And like I said, it hasn't been out there yet. This basically exclusive to you that I'm retiring and going into coaching. So when I let Cal know that today, we talked about it on the phone for, maybe 2 hours. And he's like, "This something that you really want to do?" I was like, "Yeah, I have so much knowledge of the game and I want to give back to, players and let them know about, my experience and how I got to where I got to." So, yeah.
Have you?
Dude, that's awesome.
I heard through a source that you were helping Penny with some drills. Is there possibly a future for you at the University of Memphis? Have you talked to Penny about that?
Here you go. Hey, I'm up here now. I'm watching the guys practicing everything right now. I've been talking to them about the big guys. Like, I watched a little bit of the game last night, because the fans, this is the first time they seen me in so long, so I really couldn't really zoom in on the game, but I caught some glimpse of, the big guys and how they play and boxing out and rebounding and playing defense and sliding their feet. And I've been in here talking to Penny about that. So, like I told him, I'm here. Like, I'm willing to help you if you need me. I'll be around for a while. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to come back to Memphis. A lot of fans kept on saying that to me last night. So I got some time on my hands right now. So we'll see what happens.
Dude, you got so much wisdom to impart on these kids today. You'd be a benefit to wherever you are, man. You decide to go this coaching route.
That's very true. And why not? Why not start back in Memphis, man? Like I said, this city adopted me like I was their very own. I would love to come back here and, give some knowledge to the guys. And, if they want to work out and get some drills in and I give them some, motivation or some experience that I got from the NBA or overseas, I went both routes. I went to the NBA, went overseas, and went to the NBA one more time and then went back overseas. So I can tell them the ins and outs about the whole business of, the NBA on and off the court and overseas too.
Yes. Talking to Joey Dorsey, former Memphis Tiger basketball great here on the show, getting into coaching. That's the next phase for Joey Dorsey. Let me ask you this, Joey. Could Joey Dorsey have existed in 2022? And what I mean is a guy who is patient, who will wait to develop at the same school and not transfer.
Yes, I could. I was watching the game last night, and I'm telling one of my friends, like, "Man, I haven't been in the States in so long, but you telling me you get a COVID year? You get an extra year school now."
Yeah.
I'm telling these guys, like, you have a huge opportunity in front of you. Don't waste it, because the biggest thing is looking back and regretting what you didn't do in life. You have a chance now. Don't let it pass you up. Hold yourself accountable and take on the initiative. Focus on your craft. If this is what you really want to do and this is what you love to do, let's work at it.
Do you think?
So, yeah, I definitely would have loved to play in this era right now. Jesus.
What about the team, though, right? Like, because it took Antonio being a junior. It took you being a senior. It took CDR being a junior. And you got and Dozier, and obviously you add Willie Kent, or excuse me, Derrick Rose. But do you think a team like that can happen when there's no penalty for transferring? There's NIL, so some guys are getting a bag and other guys are not getting a bag. Like, can that team
– can you keep it together?
You know what I'm saying? Like, how much different is that dynamic in this day and age?
That's great right there, what you're saying, because it's so different now with the NIL, and I'm just knowing about all of that. But if you take a couple guys that – want to work hard and want to work on their craft and focus more on what they do really, really well, you got a chance to be really good. All you have to do is trust the process of the coach. And it took me a while to do that with Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Cal was on me my freshman year. I'm like, okay, this guy don't have no type of love for me. But a lot of the players started telling me, like, don't think about the way he's saying it to you. You know, take that out of the equation. The guy loves you. And, you know, like I told Cal today, nobody told me that Cal loves me more than his wife did. You know what I'm saying? Miss Cal, she told me. She cupped it on me like, Dorsey, I'm telling you, Cal, he loves you. You know, so, yeah, it's definitely possible. You know, you grab some guys that really want it and want to succeed in life in their craft and focus on their craft. I think it's possible.
I hear that I don't know when the last time you saw Bill Self was, but I hear that when he does see you, and maybe in 2011 MSG, I think maybe you were coming to visit, that he tells you how glad he was that you fouled out. Because if you hadn't, he wouldn't have a damn ring, Joey.
That's right.
Yeah, he wouldn't have a damn ring, would he, man?
Man, at all. That's, I mean, it's true facts, right?
That was one of the worst foul calls of all time, man. God. Come on,
man. You look back at it. They went back and rewind and took a point away from D-Rose in the shot.
They did.
You know,
right.
So they didn't want us to have it. We know we had it, though.
Yeah, they didn't want to see it. They didn't want to see it go to Memphis. Hey, Joey, man, this was great stuff.
Thank you for this, brother.
Welcome back to Memphis. Always
wish
good
you
to
all
catch
the lessons in the world, man.
Hey, I appreciate you for having me, man. I'll be around for a while. I'm definitely going to go to the Ole Miss game. Like I said, I'm here with the guys for a little bit, so I definitely want to, you know, connect with the fans again and see them in there, you know, Saturday and get a great atmosphere again.
You got it. Thanks, Joey.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate y'all.
Yeah, he is Joey Dorsey, former Memphis Tiger. Great. I expect nothing but a Memphis win. If Joey Dorsey is hanging around that program, that's all he ever did here. So
KO going to come out there dunking on folks on Saturday.
He going to be doing windmills on their bigs.
Them bigs going to be charged up.
I'll really believe it when it's Malcolm, man. When Malcolm's out there and does a windmill on somebody, bro, that's what I'll truly believe.
Malcolm Knee's going to dictate that.
15 boards.
I wish my man was fully healthy.
It's great.
It's always a great visit with them dudes.
It is. Every single one of them.
You could do that all day long.
We've checked the whole box off, right?
We didn't even ask about Tennessee, you know, but
no need.
No need.
I mean, that's
there's so much.
What's understood ain't got to be explained, bro. True. I mean, we've had Tony on the show tons of times. We've had CDR on the show tons of times. Now Joey. I guess that leaves one.
There's one left.
I guess that really truly leaves one. We've had Taggart on the show.
Yep.
You know? We gotta get D Rose on the show here at some point. That's the white whale right there, buddy.
That's the white whale.
You know? That won't be easy. Mm-hmm. That's like a career achievement thing if we get
him. About Cal canceling Thanksgiving plans? Them folks already had tickets bought.
That's great.
After a 21-point win.
That wouldn't fly in this day and age, bro.
Coach Cal?
It just would not.
Yeah, he said no. Y'all ain't going anywhere.
There's just no way that would fly in this day and age. And I don't think that Memphis basketball team could have existed. And Joey didn't want to say it, but he knows. Bro, Joey knows.
They'd have had so much pulling on them.
Too much, bro. Too much. And that's the sad part. That when people talk about college basketball not being the same, that's what they mean.
Oh, it has changed.
That's what they mean.
I don't think you're going to get those kinds of teams anymore that stay together
not
that many
years. Not juniors and seniors and not in the same program. You can pull from different ones and have upperclassmen.
And you'll have one or two guys that are in your program that long. But a group like that staying together is going to be few and far between.
That's what made it so special, right, is
Absolutely.
That it was building
You watched
up.
Them grow.
Yeah, and you just knew that when they brought in D. Rose.
Final piece.
Like, here we go. It's about to be off and popping.
Man, them times. Gives you goosebumps.
I remember the Rose billboard. You remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, that was like the hype was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The hype around town was just nuts. And to their credit, man, they lived up to that. Like, I know they didn't win the championship, but they friggin' won 38 games. They lost one game in the regular season. Like, it's very rare.
Time.
It's very rare that you get that level of hype and you live up to that. I mean, only one team can win a championship every single year, but they got to the end and they were, you know, 2 minutes and 12 seconds away from doing it.
Need to honor that team, John. You've been writing about it. It's been your mission.
Trying to beat the drum, brother.
Yeah.
Trying to beat the drum every day.
You're seeing how much they cherish that time. Talking to these guys.
That's the other thing,
so
too.
It's time.
I think that's what makes it so special is that all of those guys, they do look back so
fondly. It means
fondly,
so much
you know
to
what
them.
I mean? So there's no bitterness.
Right. So stop letting the NCAA dictate, you know, when or, you know, how we honor that team. We should. Bring them all back.
It's time.
Let's do it.
That'll get people to spend money. The boosters. You know, telling me they wouldn't write some checks on a weekend where you bring it back 0708?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And I love Joey. The idea of Joey's a big man coach.
How about that?
Wherever that is.
How about that?
Yeah.
Long
since he did it everywhere. He's right.
I remember I was working at the Daily Helmsman, and he was on like a 10-day with the Toronto Raptors, and they were in town. Mm-hmm. And I went to the game, and I went to the Raptors locker room. And it's crazy because he said the same exact thing about how to be a pro. Then he's like, I got to do what I do. I got to find my niche. My niche, however you say it. Like, he's like, I know what I can do. I'm a rebounder. So right. I have to rebound better than everybody else, and that's going to be my way. I'm not trying to be a stretch
forward.
That's
my job.
I'm not trying to be, you know.
I'll do my job.
Just do your job better than everybody else, whatever that job may be, whether it's score, whether it's play make, whatever, and you will find a successful career. And he did. And sometimes it was in the league with the Rockets, the Raptors, et cetera, and sometimes it was in Barcelona overseas.
Won a Euro League championship over there.
Yeah. So, you know. What a great career he had.
Monster career. Great career.
And I think that's a great lesson to, you know, to players everywhere, too. It's like, you don't have to be a 10-year NBA player to have a, you know, to feel good about how
successful
it went.
Career.
You know?
Right.
So, hey, one way to, you know, become that, shoot 360.
There you go.
Right here in Memphis. I know guarantees, but if you put the work in and you use the same technology that the professionals use, you're going to have a leg up. There's no doubt about it. You get there, it's like a basketball haven. For your niece, your nephew, your son, your daughter, they're going to love it. It's just an interactive basketball court, basically. Passing drills, dribbling drills, shooting drills. It's all there. Monthly memberships, super affordable, open, you know, all week long. You're going to love it. Shoot 360.
Yep, and you can do it affordably. I'm here to tell you that as a parent. They've got a bunch of different membership options. You can do a year's, probably the best deal, 12 months at $130 a month. That's what I pay for Chris's 2 martial arts classes a week. That's 8 classes per month, 1 hour per class, so I'm getting 8 hours a month. See, you're getting unlimited access on that $130 a month. A much better deal it is. It's the future of basketball training. They've got it all out there, down to the weight training, development coaches as well, as John's pointed out, and all of that state-of-the-art technology that's backed by our man, too, Thad Young. He's an investor out there. He knows it's the future, like we said, and the future's now at Shoot360. Go see him out at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.